You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.
Hi, I'm Marina Chavada. I'm from Brazil, and I'm a social engineer and CEO of Hackety Inc. Most people think I'm 007. You know, like just like Mission Impossible, I'm coming from the ceiling with a rope and stealing stuff in the dead of the night. But it's not. I wanted to be so many things. Astronaut, you know, the good old, I want to be an astronaut when you're a little kid. I wanted to be a writer for a very long time. And because of that, I kind of steered my way into journalism, my first degree. So very far away from where I am today. I didn't even went to get my diploma. I still don't have the diploma. I'm finished. I'm graduated and all, but I just never used it ever. Growing up, I was, you know, a little nerd, still a big nerd actually now. Because of that, gadgets, you know, video games, computer, they have always been near me. Sci-fi is very big when you're a nerd. Being a little geek, technology is part of your day-to-day. And you always wanted to, you know, tear things apart, get to know how they work. At least I was like that. Wanted to be an astronaut when I was a kid, turned into a passion for astrophysics. And because of that, I've always been quite close to technology. I always liked storytelling. I've told you for a very long time as a kid, I wanted to be a writer. I actually wrote a book with 6 years old. So I carried that dream of communication and storytelling through school. And one of the teachers, she was like, if you don't do anything related to communication, you're just going to waste your life because you're very good at it. But I was also a very punk and anarchist and revolted little teenager. I had a very deep hate against journalism because back in my country, you know, corruption is very big. It's a poor country. And a great part of that is how media handles the, you know, politics around the country. And I could see that very clearly, and that would really make me very mad. So I was like, okay, if I have to go to communications, not to waste my life, I plan on going to journalism. That way I can change the way things are from inside out. I can graduate into a journalism and I can go into the communication and try to make things a little bit better for us on the other side of this chain. I really disliked journalism as a career. Everything, every path that was presented that you could be a journalist, a sports journalist or a fashion journalist or just a news reporter or all of those options, even radio, which I really liked, they just didn't seem like good career paths for me. I always wanted to work behind a computer, mostly because even though I was in communication, I was always quite weird and socially dislocated. I would always have like social anxiety going to places and all of that. So I didn't want to work close to people. But writing was quite a passion, so I thought maybe I can be an editor or something. At that point, I've given up of the writer dream because I already knew that writers would starve and make no money. So yeah, going through college, I had a really rough time on figuring out what I wanted to do. I started working in this little geek website where I started to building critiques on video games and web series that I liked. It paid pretty much nothing, but I would have lots of fun with it. That's when I noticed, okay, I have to work with something because I guess that's what makes me happy. I saw this job posting from a information and technology company in need of a content producer. And I was like, oh, okay, I maybe can write about technology. And at that point, I had no idea that security, InfoSec, and hacking were a complete different part of technology. The people from the company were very surprised with my ease to write about security and hacking. And I got the job. It's where I had my first contact with hacking and security. And I started just falling in love completely with the subject. You have to learn the stories to be able to tell the stories. So you have to really dive yourself into the culture and what people are like. I just started to get intoxicated with hacking. Social engineering, my first contact with it was I started to organize a bunch of hacking and InfoSec events around the entire country. I have organized more than 250 events of it. And I was like, oh, that's kind of like hacking for people like me. Because I was not technical at all. I had a humanities background and I never dove into the technical field. I was interested in the culture and the behavior, the way people expressed themselves. And social engineering just spoke very loudly to me at the time, but I didn't become a social engineer until a few years later, where a friend of mine was dealing with this client and the client asked for a physical pen test. He came to me and he was like, hey, you're very good with people. Do you want to come and help me with this assignment? Do you want to like actually go and do it? Oh, sure, of course. Break and enter and steal stuff and I'm not going to go to jail? Yes, let's do it. And that's how I got my first physical pen testing assignment. My job is to test all of the security layers, especially the human ones at a company, and make sure they are indeed prepared and paying attention to security as they should. Because if they're not, I am going to find their flaws. Not only that, but I'm probably going to make them make mistakes. I'm going after the human error to take advantage of someone who left a door opened or that will believe me and try to help me and put me inside a room that I shouldn't be, or they will turn away when I steal something and they won't say anything. I'm gonna test how they respond to my mischievous acts. I'm a physical pen tester. If you're waiting for me at a door for checking my credentials, I'm just jumping through the back. I'm not there to get into the door with your permission. Try to find people who will help you. It is very hard to do this by yourself. You gotta go to the events, you gotta know people, you gotta start asking around because this is a huge field and it changes so fast. For young girls out there that want to be a physical pen tester, try to find other social engineers to mingle. It's in the name. We are social creatures. We won't push you away. Quite the contrary. A lot of people ask me about self-control, and I gotta say, it is really hard. If you don't have very good self-control, you may get unhinged, and that's very dangerous because you realize how powerful you can become. You really have to stay to to your script. Stay very truthful to why you're doing that.
Now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.